Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. This week, we're continuing in our series, Practicing the Art of Becoming More Like Jesus, focusing in on what have historically been called the spiritual disciplines. And so every week, we're taking time during the Drivecast and with the devotionals to dig a little bit deeper into some of the ideas around these practices. This week, we're focusing in on the practice of fasting. So today, we're going to start with the basics, the what and why of fasting. If you have a Bible with you, I'd invite you to open up to Isaiah 58 and Matthew chapter 6. It's really where we're going to be camping out over the next 6 days. Fasting in the Christian tradition is intentionally abstaining from food. In fact, the word fasting in the original language, which is Greek, is a word that really means no eating or not eating. Now, this can sometimes be expanded to something outside of food, particularly if there's medical issues or if there is a very compelling reason why you're not able to engage in the practice of abstaining from food. But when that's the case, it ought to be something that is very deep and meaningful to you, something that is really painful to skip or not build into your life. And so in that way, I think it's helpful just to be careful when we're talking about what fasting is and what we're fasting from. For the vast majority of us, we're going to be talking about food, abstaining from that for a spiritual purpose. It's not merely skipping a meal. It is the disciplined act designed to reorient our focus from earthly desires to God alone. Jesus himself taught about fasting in Matthew 6, verses 16 through 18, not as a if you fast, but as a when you fast, implying that this is going to be part of a normal practice for his followers. He emphasizes that true fasting is done secretly for God's eyes. It's for our relationship with him, not for human applause, right? Not for letting other people know that we're doing this, you know, big spiritual grand gesture. That's not what it's about at all. That kind of leads to the next question. Outside of what is fasting, I think the question a lot of us are asking is, why do we do this? Well, fasting is a powerful way to humble ourselves before God and to intensify our prayers. Some ways you'd find authors who talk about it almost as practicing suffering, because it is hard. Fasting really is a hard thing. You think about what happens to your body when you're hungry. Like you really feel it for a time. Like you really feel it. Sometimes we have this new emotion that pops up called being hangry. Like there's something visceral that you feel. What happens in fasting is we are brought to a very acute awareness that you and I are actually very dependent beings. There is something else we need, something outside of ourselves, right? And in that moment, as we recognize our dependence, it brings us to a very real question of, do I have the same type of hunger and need for this, you know, physical, material thing, food, as I do for God? Is that a yearning that I have? In some ways, I've experienced fasting to be one of the most helpful ways for me to jumpstart my spiritual life again. What I mean by that is that it's kind of like a shock to the system, right? It forces me to ask these hard questions about what I'm actually longing for, what I'm actually yearning for. And almost all the time, the answer will be, no, I actually don't long for God in the same way I long for my stomach to be full right now. But in that gap between what I desire and what I'm actually feeling, that begins slowly the process of helping me reorient my desires, right? And this is what fasting does for all of us. It helps us reorient our desires back onto God, away from material things. Now we're going to talk about, you know, rhythms with this as we keep going. But this week, you're going to be invited to practice fasting. We're going to take time, and anyone who's listening to the Drivecast or following along in these devotionals, we're going to take time twice this week to practice fasting, knowing that you're going to be doing this with other people on Wednesday and on Friday. And we'd encourage you with this. If you've never done fasting before, pick one of those days, Wednesday or Friday, and a meal on that day. Again, if you're looking for a place to start, I'd encourage you to skip lunch, right? You're not having that meal, setting aside that time and saying, God, I want to use this time to force myself to re-engage in this question of, do I hunger for you as much as I hunger for this lunch? Okay, I'm going to take some time and give you an opportunity to pray a few things. I'm going to share a few prayer prompts. Here's the first one. You might pray this. Lord, reveal to me any areas in my life where my focus is more on worldly comforts than on you. Help me to understand the spiritual purpose of fasting and draw closer to you through this practice. And number three, Father, ignite in me a hunger for your presence that outweighs any earthly craving. Thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.